Well, there's been a huge spike in complaints to banks about mortgages. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority says they're up by 20% in recent months. Financial counsellors on the front line of debt distress say it coincides with more and more Australians seeking help to buy day-to-day items like food. Our business reporter David Taylor has the story.
Hello, good afternoon. National Debt Helpline, Sydney, how can I help you?
Calls from Australians in financial distress are coming in thick and fast at the National Debt Helpline.
Okay, there's MoneyCare at Campbelltown. They can help you there. And I can give you their telephone number and you can make an appointment. Because, you know, bankruptcy is the last resort. Yes, it's very important to check all this out.
Here, financial counsellors field calls from borrowers who have been wrangling with their bank and don't know where else to turn.
We've been seeing a steady increase in mortgage stress for the past 2 years. So we saw a 10% increase in 2019 compared to 2018. And if 2020 continues the same way, it'll be another 10% increase this year.
The National Debt Helpline will often refer borrowers in distress back to their banks to find a solution. That's seen a massive 20% spike in mortgage complaints to banks in recent months, according to the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. The complaints range from banks not responding to initial requests for assistance, confusion around loans converting from interest only to principal and interest, and issues with responsible lending. Justin Untersteiner is the Chief Operating Officer at AFCA. He says it's become obvious there's been a spike in Australians suffering debt distress.
I think there could be a range of different reasons. You know, sometimes it could be a person's personal circumstances. You know, they could have lost a job or they've had a change at home. You know, other times it could just be general pressure that they're facing. So, look, I think there's a range of reasons for it. But again, our message is it is important for consumers to contact the financial firm first to see what they can do. And if they don't have any success, they can contact the Australian Financial Complaints Authority and lodge a complaint with us. Our service is free and it's simple to use, and we can then work with the financial firm and the consumer to find the right outcome.
It's clear that debt and financial distress are behind a big increase in mortgage complaints. But it's also clear that well over a year after the conclusion of the Banking Royal Commission, the banking sector still has a long way to go to rebuilding community trust.
Look, I think overall we're seeing a positive response from the banks and financial firms. Again, though, what we are asking from the banks and financial firms is to make sure that they work closely with their customers who are seeking assistance, make sure that they look into their circumstances to find the best way to support them to get the best outcome for the customer and consumer as well as the bank. Sometimes what we're seeing is on the surface some goodwill in that, you know, we're seeing customers provided hardship arrangements, so extensions on repayments, but often it's for short periods of time, such as 3 months, where if someone's lost their job, they might need 6 or 12 months to get back on their feet. So we're really asking firms to take a closer look with their customers and make sure they tailor a response to their customer needs.
The National Debt Helpline's Karen Cox is calling for banks to lift their game as more Australians move below the poverty line.
What's particularly worrying is we spoke to about 40 people last year who were in the very final stages of the home repossession process. So they're people who have gone right through the court system. A lot of people give up and sell long before that. We've already spoken to 18 people facing notices to vacate that final stage of the process this year. If that continues, it could be 90 or more people ringing us this year about the final stage of the home repossession process.
Karen Cox, you were a witness at the very early stage of the Banking Royal Commission. Are you satisfied with the progress that the financial services sector has taken so far in terms of working through the issues that needed to be worked through to leave customers in a better off position?
Look, I think there's a lot of really goodwill. There's a lot of work being done, but they're big ships and they take a long time to turn around.
Financial Rights Legal Centre CEO Karen Cox with David Taylor.